Crammed inside this art studio on the outskirts of Ghana's capital, Accra, Daniel Jasper is finishing up the final touches on a work commissioned by a foreign collector. The veteran movie poster designer is well known in Ghana for putting paintbrush to canvas over the past 30-odd years, inspired by some of the world's most popular films. But the market for his work, which once had Ghanaians clamoring for cinema seats, has changed.
I mean, bit interest more, okay? I mean, yeah.
People are no longer interested in going out to watch a movie when it can be watched from the comfort of their own phone. But there is a growing interest in owning these hand-painted posters internationally. When someone watches a movie and they like it, they might place an order for a poster, and now they hang them in private rooms or show them in exhibitions.
From the 1970s, Ghana developed a tradition of advertising films with these vibrant hand-painted posters. At the time, local cinemas were flourishing, and artists competed over who could entice the largest audience with their imaginative, eye-popping designs. But with the rise of the internet, the curtain came down on Ghana's independent cinemas. Joseph Frimpong is a university professor in pop culture anthropology.
We need to have a way of motivating, upcoming artists to be rooted in this tradition. Right. Of course, they can, move on to other art forms. But to preserve this way of painting, we need to have a way of, motivating these artists, to grow.
While Jasper's work has gained international appeal, young artists struggle to gain the same recognition. Many turn to painting shop signs or commissioned portraits to make a living. Jasper says to keep the cinema poster tradition alive, up-and-coming artists must be taught how to earn from their work.
International demand has given us the money to sustain our careers, so we teach the younger generation so that they too have something with which they can take care of themselves.
Passing on the paintbrush for future generations. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.